Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. It's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. Welcome back, my friends. This is another episode in my Striving in Chaos series. How do we deal with these turbulent times in a way in which we feel still fully engaged with life, still joyous with life, still confident in who we are and where we're going, even in times of uncertainty, times of difficulty, times of just so much unknown, so much what's happening, what's going on in the news, what are people saying, so much judgment. They're coping good, they're not coping good. Dang them, they don't understand. Oh my gosh, what's happening? I understand it. Today's message, I think, will really serve you no matter where you are in your journey in dealing with this. So let me begin with a quote I posted on Instagram. You don't need to create a masterpiece every day, you need to get some oil on the canvas every day. You know, many people are complaining about how limited they are in this shutdown, that their dreams are somehow on pause. You know, they're working from home,
or they're tending to emergencies because they got laid off or they got sick. They know somebody who did, or they know somebody who passed away. They're trying to take care of everybody else, get the kids fed, make sure the team is okay, keeping everyone's heads up. It's a lot. And when you're a leader, which is always my community here, what unites us in this HPX community is that striving for that next level of performance for HPX, what we call the high performance experience in life, that experience in life where we are feeling more vibrant, more connected, like life is more meaningful because we have reverence for our life. Well, as we're the leaders, the strivers, the achievers, the drivers, the people who are higher performing, the people who are trying, the people who are out there who still deeply, deeply care, who are courageous. Well, guess what, y'all? It's not easy, because when you're a striver, achiever, a dreamer, when you're a high performer, you have great ambitions, and when you're in this moment where you're taking care of everybody else, making sure they're okay, sometimes things can get pushed aside. You know, those big projects you were working on might be on pause a little bit. Those big dreams and ambitions you were going after seem silly when your priorities had to get reshuffled and rescheduled. You know, the hope for so many things in the upcoming weeks can get diminished when you're really trying so hard to just make it through this week and this day, dealing with all the chaos, dealing with friends, family, other people maybe you love or care who have been sick or who passed away, dealing with grief, trying to have some grasp of the old world and knowing that we're an entirely new one now. And I get that too. I do. You know, I don't think I've ever worked so hard my entire life than this last 6 weeks. And I've maintained my self-care. I've taken care of my family and my friends in all of our brands across all that we do with hundreds of team members. We haven't laid off anybody, thank God. And even though I've had clients and friends be sick and lose family members, I admit that I've been very blessed and privileged and that no one in my family so far has been sickened. And I feel deeply grateful for that. This has been a time in which I feel a greater re-engagement with reverence for life, appreciation, gratitude. I know you do too. And I get the fact that sometimes it can feel like with all the weight of uncertainty on your shoulders, that you got to stop everything and wait and see. And you got to, you know, put those things on pause. It doesn't seem right to try to build that dream or sell that thing, move towards that dream right now. Everyone would say that's, you know, frivolous or materialistic or how dare you. And I'm here to be a greater voice of reason that in fact, in times of chaos and uncertainty, turbulence just like now, the world needs to see you moving forward still. The world sees you contributing. It feels like, oh, at least there's still heroes out there. At least people are still showing up. I don't make it easy, but I do continue to remind you, it's a requirement of this community to adopt that role model mindset that says, you know what? People are noticing how we deal with this. History will notice, and so will our future selves. And we want those around us, our kids, those we lead, those that we serve, history, our future selves, to be proud of how we show up during this time. So yeah, I get it. You can push all your dreams and all your projects aside. I get it. You know, I'm working so hard to adapt and serve the moment that it feels sometimes too like my other big projects are going a lot slower than I want. But they are going. I'm still moving things forward every day, even if not as much as usual. You can do something every day, no matter how small, to move your passions forward and to step one more step toward your dreams, my friends. For me, that looks like, you know, writing my next book, just a little every day. Not as much as I want, but still a little every day. Even as I've done all these other things for y'all, you know, created 30 hours of new content and training for my community in the last 20 days alone. Think about that, 30 hours. Even as I've cared for my family and friends and ensured we don't lay people off, and even as I've tried to maintain my healthy habits and my own sense of inner peace and harmony amid all the turbulence and vitriol, even as I've created new courses and this whole podcast series and live on Instagram and our weekly YouTube and my blog posts and all the four companies and brands that we run or invest in or participate in significant ways, all the scholarships we've created for our community, all the free programming, all the free books. I'm not saying, you know, in any way it's not been hard for me or that I've got it all figured out because I'm doing so many things, but I know this, I know this. Your dreams don't care if it's hard right now. And if you're real, it's never been convenient to do important work. It's never been convenient for you to strive for your dreams. It's never been easy or convenient to stretch beyond your comfort zones. It's never been easy or convenient to demand more of yourself on a daily basis than you want to give. You know, so if you're real, it's never been convenient to do important work. So don't blame inconvenience. Don't blame uncertainty, because uncertainty was here with equal strength and power last year as it is right now. People will say, no, no, that's impossible for you to say. It's unprecedented times. It is. It's unprecedented times. And you know what? Last June, you would have said it's unprecedented times. It's always unprecedented times. Every new day brings new chaos. The universe expands. New things happen. You age. Greater likelihood every single day that it might be your last day on Earth. Any given time. You had equal chance of passing away last year because you were out driving and commuting where literally millions of people die in automobile accidents. So yes, threat has always been there. And everyone says, but this one's so different. I'm like, it is. But you know what's not different? Your dreams. Hey, y'all, let me jump into this episode real quick with something I usually don't do, which is kind of like a, I guess they call it a mid-roll ad or something, but I decided to do this right now because I'm literally at home working during this coronavirus pandemic, and it's really ignited a lot of questions from my community about how do I do that? You know, how am I thinking through my career? How am I thinking through building my personal brand and my online sales during a time in which, yeah, we're home? Like, how does my industry or my career or my approach to it function? And so what I want to let you know is, if you did not know, I do have a program for that. It's called the Influencer Business Program. And it's where I'm like teaching you, this is how I do everything. I teach you how to grow your personal brand, monetize content, launch campaigns, books, courses, webcasts, live webcasts, subscriptions. I mean, it's about basically how do you grow your audience and online sales faster, no matter where you are, no matter if you're starting or not, because clearly you've seen me do it, not just with the podcast, but with 300 million video views, 25 multi-million dollar online course launches, 3 New York Times bestsellers, 5 million fans on Facebook. You've seen the covers of the magazines and the chart topping stuff. And the, you know, if you're on the email list of millions of email subscribers, or you've seen the social media posts from other influencers, you know, joining my masterminds and asking me how I do it all. It's like, I've been blessed with all of that. And I just feel like maybe this is the time that you learn to build your personal brand. That you finally get yourself up online and making real online sales, because, you know, I've been doing it for 14 years every day full time, and I've spent, you know, literally tens and tens of millions of dollars on figuring it out, on running ads, on learning which campaigns work, which ones don't, on starting from nothing, pushing every button myself to finally growing it bigger and bigger and bigger. And people always want to know, what's your marketing strategy? What is the modern thought leader business model that can be, you know, built and monetized quickly? You know, how do you tell your story or build credibility? And how do you get people to buy from you? Or what should you sell? What should you not sell? Or how do you create great content or online curriculum that sells? Or, you know, what are funnels and launches and how do they work? And what should I do first, second, and third? And if you had to start over, Brendan, what are the four things you should do? Or what tools and systems you use? How do you get promotional partners? How do you do online challenges? How do you create lifelong fans? I mean, I'm just like literally sitting here thinking, this is what I do every day. And if you would like to get a 7-day crash course on that, And then even live monthly marketing training for me, that's what we now call my influencer business program. And you can literally just go to influencerbusinessprogram.com and it'll take you to the page to learn about that. Now, it's for serious people only. Obviously, you hear me during this, this global sort of shutdown and pandemic with coronavirus, giving away one of my courses with the Wellness Masterclass. But this one's for serious players. There is a charge to it, obviously, where I go live every single month, and I also give you some of my best online training so that you can get, you know, your personal brand growing, grow that audience, make more online sales. So if you're into that type of thing, go to influencerbusinessprogram.com. Again, that's influencerbusinessprogram.com, all together, influencerbusinessprogram.com. And you can learn about the multiple membership levels. I kind of made it affordable if you want to do a monthly, or if you want to take the whole year, or you want the advanced pro program. You can learn all about that, influencerbusinessprogram.com. My main message to this audience and everyone I'm talking to right now is if you have not done the work to get yourself online, if you feel like you're falling behind in the digital era, if you don't have recurring revenue every single day with some type of online sales, if you don't get the hint now, you're never going to get the hint. I mean, you need to do that now in this growing pandemic. I genuinely believe we are going to see such a disruption in the economy in the coming months. And those who, you know, have figured out pretty things to grow their, you know, Instagram, but never built a business model, never learned recurring revenue, never learned how to do real launches that bring in the real money that allows them to have the living, they're really going to struggle this year. We're going to see people who have, you know, no fans, no audience, no email list really struggle, but we're also going to see people who have no online sales really struggle, and we're really going to see people who have even millions of fans, but who never figured out the monetization, completely fall apart. So please go to influencerbusinessprogram.com if you are in this industry or you know it's time to build your personal brand and get those online sales going, because listen, the economy is going to be really difficult. But also, more importantly than that, listen, it's time to share your voice, to lead, to be a role model, to share your expertise, your life wisdom, your perspective about things with more people, because we need more leaders out there sharing positive messages of hope, of strength, of optimism for the future, because we will make it through this, and it will be the influencers and the voices out there sharing our thoughts, our wisdom, and our advice that will help carry and set the tone towards a better future. Influencerbusinessprogram.com. We'd love to see you in that program, influencerbusinessprogram.com. Listen, here's why I work so hard right now. Everyone's been asking me, Brennan, like, man, you're really pushing right now. Are you okay? I'm okay. I'm practicing my high performance habits. I'm not gonna lie. I'm serving my audience more than ever because they need it. I'm being more of the, you know, father figure and caregiver and leader in my industry than I've ever been, you know, needing to. But let me share with something with you. I think our dreams are meant to pull us into a higher state of being and a higher state of contributing. You know, I feel that at the end of my life, my creator, God, might ask me, how faithfully did you tend to the dreams I sowed in your heart, Brendan? How faithfully did you tend to the dreams I sowed in your heart? And I don't want to look my creator in the eye and say, you know, I stopped tending to my dreams when I got scared. I stopped tending to my dreams when more responsibility was put on me. I stopped tending to my dreams when I was able, when I really was able. Now listen, I know you can say, especially if you're sick or you're a frontline essential healthcare worker, you're a first responder, these times are demanding 24/7, and man, it is not easy. If you're a leader, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But to me, the fact that I can strive a little bit toward is a dream each day. 5 minutes here, 30 minutes there, an hour carved out. That means something to me. And so each day I strive, bit by bit, inch by inch, project by project, with very little complaint, because I just feel like you don't bemoan the gifts and opportunities you've been granted, especially when you're blessed with such perspective right now. Because if you're listening to this, the odds are you don't have coronavirus. If you're listening to this, the odds are you had this time to work on yourself and personal development. And that's a blessing, isn't it? The fact that we get to be here together right now. Listen, I'm in this dark side room recording this one today. No camera, no jumping around. Just talking with you as friends, going through the same thing. And I want to remind you that chaos, it's always there. It's always been there. Might be different this time, sure, but you would say that last time. I think it was chaotic the first time I started my business and I went bankrupt. I felt it was chaotic when I first started my business and I had no idea what I was doing. I thought it was chaotic when the business took off. I thought it was chaotic when we hired our first couple people, then the next 10, then the next dozen, and it kept going and going. I felt it was chaotic when the ups and downs were there. I felt it was chaotic when I was sick, when I had my brain injury. I felt it was chaotic when I lost my father. I felt it was chaotic when I lost deals and homes. I felt it was chaotic when I lost friends, business opportunities. I felt it was chaotic when the hardship felt too much, when I couldn't sleep at night. I felt it was chaotic and uncertain so many times in my life. So the chaos, the uncertainty, it's been always there. So at some point you decide, this is just one more hurdle to overcome. This is just one more challenge to my character. This is just one more question of whether or not I will practice what I preach, whether I will maintain my positive mindset, one more challenge to stick to those high performance habits, one more challenge to care about my well-being and be compassionate to other people, one more challenge to be the role model when it's so easy to turn away from it. Chaos is always there. Uncertainty's always been there. So you decide this is another hurdle, and that the power of choice and faith and focus and dedication now, you will be benefited later on. Because listen, uncommon efforts in uncommon times lead to uncommon rewards and grace. You can do something every day for your dreams, my friend. Something. 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 30 minutes there. And you know what? Your psyche, your soul, your mind, your spirit, your heart will know that through the difficulty, even as you tended towards others, even as you reshifted priorities, even as you had to redefine yourself, rethink things, even as you had to chase new opportunities if you got laid off, or even as you had to grief with other family members, you found a way to still believe, to still faithfully strive, to still show up as your best self. Even if you had a bad day, hey, lots of people have a down day, but they can still win the week. Hey, maybe you had a bad week. You can still win the month. Don't go fooling nobody, because over a period of time, that is choice. That is strength of will. Over a period of time, that is mindset. That is habits. That is consciousness. That is awareness. That is willpower. That is faith in works showing up over a period of time. We can all lose it for a while. Over a period of time, that's character. Over a period of time, that's the stuff of greatness. Over a period of time, that's where we find pride. That's where we find real contributions. That's where we find real mastery. Over a period of time, that's where legends are born. So don't tell me you can't find 10 minutes again, my friend. 5 minutes here, 30 minutes there. You don't have to create a masterpiece every day. You need to get some oil on the canvas every day. I hope this series, Striving in Chaos, is serving you. I know I'm changing it up with the tone and the energy as I go into another 30 days in quarantine, but I wanted to just be here tonight. It's late, late, late at night here. Just been going and going and going. Did another 6-7 hours of filming, interviews, podcasts, coaching calls, conversations, content creation, business management, team leadership. Another full day. And that was just doing the business and the creativity. That didn't matter. That didn't count everything else. So yeah, it's been, I don't know, 34 days almost of 12-hour work days that have never been filled with so much purpose and so much contribution, so much meaning, and not a single complaint, not a one time, not once. And I'm proud of that. Doesn't mean that sometimes I just say, oh, this is hard, but I didn't complain. I can't pretend that I didn't get fatigued sometimes creating all these new things for so many people around the world, literally millions of people consuming content right now for free from me. Guess what? Proud of that. Showed up when I was needed. Practiced what I preached. Didn't create the most amazing, perfect things, because here I am smashing this tiny little room, shooting with, you know, basic ring lights and my phone and these little mics. And maybe it's not everything I usually have. Never complained. Instead, I thought, I'm being tested. How much do I really want it? How much do I really practice what I say? How much do I really care? Tell me, Brendan, how much do you really believe in what you teach, what you've learned in the science of all of this, what you've developed in these frameworks and these ideas for the last 25 years? Come on, Brendan. Come on, Brendan. But my life philosophy is shaped. I guess I'm not doing the best math. I apologize. Maybe, what, 23 years? 24 years. Yeah. Yep, 24 years. 24 years since my car accident. Did I live today? Did I love today? Did I matter today? You're dang right. Not because I'm awesome, not because it doesn't hurt. Because at the end of my life, I will ask, did I live? Did I love? Did I matter? And maybe I'm wrong, but maybe my creator looks at me in the eye and says, how faithfully did you tend to the dreams I sowed in your heart, Brendan? And I'll be happy to say, Lord, there were some hot days that were hot messes. I didn't create a masterpiece every day, but I tried the best, Lord, to get some oil on the canvas every day. Okay, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll give another section tomorrow. In the meantime, share this with everybody you love. Take care of yourself. Choose to protect your health. Care deeply about your mind, body, your spirit right now. During these times, maintain your emotional center. Remember, you get to choose your focus and your thoughts right now. You get to set the emotional tone for your family, for your friends, for your team, for your community. Right now, how you show up really matters. So care for your health. Be a person who is positive out there. Take care of others. You can choose high performance today. You can choose to go beyond ordinary, and you can still be extraordinary even in times of crisis. So do that, my friends. Thanks for listening to The Brendan Show. Please share this episode around the world for me. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, my friend, I'm jumping in here with one last message to you that we've bolted on because it's just timing. You know, everybody is asking me how I run my career. How do I generate online sales? How do I build the real business? I mean, how am I getting my personal brand out there? How am I thinking through this industry during this time right now? And so if you're somebody who's wanted to share your voice and you've known you needed to monetize your content online, you've known you need to grow your following, you know that for security through this modern economy and what we're gonna face this year, you need to generate recurring revenue, you need to get some online digital content out there, and you don't wanna get left behind in what is obviously becoming a greater and greater digital economy. You need to be out there. And if I can serve you with that, here's how I do it. Go to influencerbusinessprogram.com. influencerbusinessprogram.com. And that will take you to my membership levels in the Influencer Business Program, where I help you understand, how do you grow your personal brand? How do you create and monetize content? What should you be doing with live casts or launches or subscriptions right now? How do you grow your audience and online sales faster? We have three different member levels, and I'm here to tell you, as you are certainly listening to my voice right at this moment, why can't that be your voice? Why can't you be the person sharing positivity, hope, guidance, strength, optimism out in the world right now, so that we can help people face the chaos with a little bit more confidence, with a little bit more authenticity and vulnerability, but also personal power? Why can't you take anything you've learned in your whole life about career or business or wellness or health or just living a good life, being a good parent, you know, chasing your dreams? Why can't you take that advice, structure it, build a personal brand around it, build some online digital content around it, sell it, get recurring revenue, and build something that not only carries you through with digital sales through this scary economy, but more importantly, sets you up to share your voice and make a difference at a time when it matters more than ever? You clearly hear I'm passionate about this. So go to influencerbusinessprogram.com right now. That's influencerbusinessprogram.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, it's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out
to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast.